Head softball coach for Winona Senior High, Mitch Grussell, now joining the program. Always thanks for the time, coach. First and foremost, you hit a bit of a lull there in the regular season, and then you went on a tear, coach. You looked really good at the end of the year. You won 9 of 10. You won 13 of 14, I think it was. What was that switch, and what was the difference you saw later in the season than you did in the early parts?
In the early part, you know, we were missing three starters in a couple of our losses we had there due to school trips and family trips and stuff like that. So we got everybody back, and we got everybody working on the same page and practicing for a while together and righted the ship a little bit. Not that it was ever sinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were well floating, so we just synchronized everything in a little bit, and our defense has been playing phenomenal, so that's been, and our pitching's been carrying us, so.
Take us through that section run. You guys dominated. Really, the only close game was at the end there. I'm sure Stuartville was close as well. But take us through that mentality of that section run and reaching your fourth section championship in a row and getting your fourth section title in a row.
Well, it sounds easy, but it's really not. You know, we just strive to win every inning, and if we win or tie every inning, we should be in good shape at the end. We also want to start fast and finish strong. And, you know, we were able to do that. I mean, we had a little bit of bump there in Stuartville. We had one bad inning where we made a couple of miscalculations and let them back in the game after we were up 5-0 and mm-hmm. ended up being 5-4. And was a good finish to the game for the fans, though, that's for sure.
I would say so. looking at the state tournament now and looking back to last year where you guys were sort of stunned in that opening round, you know, how are you using that even with some new faces, but a lot of returning faces from that game, from that tournament run? You know, how are you using that to sort of not necessarily right the ship, but sort of keep that in the back of your head as you go into round one tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, we were a little tight in the first round last year, and we lost Delano. I mean, they were a heck of a team, too. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling this year with the group of girls we have, I mean, I don't think we're going to be tight. I think we'll be loose, and I think we'll come out and we'll play really well. Hopefully it's enough. I know the team we're playing, Finley, has four really, really good hitters, and they have a really good pitcher. So it's going to – they score a lot of runs. So they're going to be a dangerous team to play.
Last year we sort of talked before that game in that state tournament, and there was sort of a sense of pressure almost, and that's, you know, probably alluded to the tight start that you guys had. Do you sort of feel that same type of pressure being at your fourth straight? I mean, you don't have that runner-up label from the year before dealing with it, but talk about the pressure that you sort of feel amongst the team. Is there any pressure?
Hopefully the girls don't feel any pressure. I've certainly tried not to put any pressure on them. You know, they still have that overbearing thing. Winona softball, you know, is known mm-hmm. for going to the state and doing really well. You know, so they always have that maybe in the back of their minds, and they don't want to disappoint anybody. And our season's been a success this year, and it's not like this is gravy either, because we're there to do some damage, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But I don't think these girls will feel any pressure.
Well, why do you think that is? What do you notice about this group that's just a little different than the previous years?
We're just a little more happy-go-lucky. you know, I don't want to say that we're not serious, because they're mm-hmm. very serious ball players when it comes to that, but they like to go out and they like to have fun. They like to dance around a little bit, and they like to sing. And they do that a lot before the games, and it's been working for us so far. So,
In terms of the on-field play, you know, what's the message you're broadcasting to your group, and what's the sort of theme that you're going into this state tournament with?
Well, we're going in with trust yourself. We've put all the work in all season long. Trust your skills. Our skills are good enough to compete with anybody. And I tell the girls, we're going to be on a big stage. Go out there and show your skills off a little bit. Show them how good you actually are, and believe in yourself and believe in your sisters out there. Mm. So that's our mentality.
I like that a lot. You sort of mentioned a little bit about Simley, but dive deeper in a little bit into them for us. You mentioned the good hitters and the one pitcher that they have, but tell us a little bit more about Simley so we can be ready for tomorrow afternoon.
Well, they're going to certainly put the ball in play and run the bases, and they have some pop in their bats. They have their pitcher is a coach's daughter, Taylor Gallahu, and she's going to UMD to play next year. Mm. And she throws really well. She runs well. She hits the ball well for average. She hits for a lot of RBIs and power, and they have all through their lineup. They're a good, strong team. They play really good defense. They played in a tough conference. They're going to give us all we can handle, and hopefully we just come out in the end.
I know you're not looking ahead by any means, Coach, but having Mankato East, a very familiar team on the on your side of the bracket, a potential another matchup, is there any fear, I guess, for lack of a better term, of a look ahead there, or is there any extra comfortability at knowing a couple of these teams in this section? Or in this class,
well,
I should say,
never,
sorry.
Yeah, it's never really comfortable looking at them because they are so strong, and with Kylie Stengel pitching, I mean, she's capable of mowing teams down. And so we know them very well, and they know us very well. I'm sure if we're fortunate enough to play them, it'll be another tight, you know, one-run game. It's been that way for the last 4 or 5 years against them. So we're looking forward if we get to play them. We're looking forward to it.